And we are back. Couch Company Podcast. I'm John. With me, as always, Tyler.
Hey, it's me.
It's Tyler. T-Bone, T-Dog, TD, touchdown, Tyler DeFazio.
Yes.
How's life?
It's a long name. It doesn't fit on a lot of places. I always go over the character limit. Life is good.
Like when you had your kindergarten, did you guys have like your name plates? It wasn't a plate, but it was like a thing on your desk.
Yeah.
They had your name. And then mine was
this, like not vinyl. What was it? Like a cellophane?
Yeah.
What's it called?
Plastic.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Laminated.
Laminated.
Dude, my brain's fried. I need to keep just chugging this coffee.
Yeah, laminated. And mine was sweet, dude, because mine had left and right on it. So like that's how I really solidified my lefts and rights. I do know some people.
Like a little cheat sheet.
Yeah, a little cheat sheet on our thing. This was like kindergarten. There was, I remember, the top left corner was a gold star.
Mm-hmm.
That's for morale, obviously. Great addition. And then it had the numbers on it. And then left and right.
Okay.
Now, there wasn't room for like the letters. So I feel like that's a miss. But we had a lot of good stuff
on there. I feel like letters would be the, for kindergarten, that's what you need.
Right.
Weird.
Numbers are good, though.
Yeah, but I feel like numbers, that's like a first grade thing, right? Like, for kindergarten, learn your letters, start to read, right? Like, that's kind of what you want to do. But then when you go to first grade, that's when you're learning a little bit more of the math. That's when you're learning, like, how to tell time.
Right.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's my personal journey.
Well, anyways, my left and rights are perfect. And
your cousin, not so much.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, dude, there are some people that do not know their lefts and rights.
And I don't like putting him on blast, but, I mean, he knows it. Like, a lot of the time, like, if we're playing a video game or something.
You outing him here? Is this a...
I feel like we've talked about this before, but...
Not on the air.
It's like, hey, guys coming left. And I'm like, okay, like, real left or your left?
Uh-oh.
Like,
that's not good.
Dude, I want to say it's maybe, and Nate, keep being honest, but I think it's like an 80-20. Like, there's like 20% right of the time when he's like, oh, no, you're right. It's the other, completely other side.
Oh.
That 20% seems
fair. See, that doesn't even make sense to me. How do you even, like, ever get that wrong? I don't know. I just, like...
I mean, I've caught myself doing that occasionally.
The only time that happens... Like, if you're in a game, right? And I'm like, oh, he's on the left. You know, maybe it's, like, more left than... Someone was looking. I can see that happening, but like,
yeah, but then
for them to be coming
the
from
the
right you know what I mean? Unless it's like a perspective thing,
it could be
like they're but why would you be saying that unless you're like behind enemy lines and you're looking back at your team?
Yeah,
so then it would be flipped.
We got so pretty good in just saying east and west whenever it's like Sea of Thieves and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like we not that we would never do left and right, but we started getting a little bit more like actual like compass directions and things like that.
Well, that's going out the window when I'm at the helm.
That's fine.
That's going to be my first
starboard.
Well, actually, I will say that my first order of business, as always, as is tradition, is to put the price on all of our alcoholic beverages.
Okay,
that's going to be the first order of business.
It's just free. It's unlimited.
Yeah, I think we need to make money from that.
Okay, so you want to make money.
Is there any like signs that you can put in Sea of Thieves?
Ooh,
that'd be a great patch, right? That's like,
yeah. The only
like
sign,
in Minecraft, right?
The only sign that I know of is you can name your ship now, and it actually puts it on.
Well,
your
that's
ship
great.
And stuff
I mean,
like
that's
that.
Gonna be great, and I'll have to think of a great name. But man, I wish you could like label your supplies and stuff.
You might. I mean, dude, we haven't played in so long. Like, you might be able to at this point.
I
don't know.
I know you can do that in like Minecraft and like Rust or something.
Yeah, that's how my niece like labeled all her graves.
Yeah.
Oh, for her like dogs and stuff.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
That nosedived.
Yeah, didn't we talk about that?
Into the Bermuda.
First time I played with her and she was explaining how like she had a dog in one of the worlds she made and it died, and then she just makes a little grave in every world that she builds.
Wow.
Puts her dog there. I forget what the name is, but
it's beautiful.
Yeah, I guess.
And terribly sad.
Like, you just see her like standing over the grave and like throwing a flower in and then, like patting the dirt down. It's crazy, man. I have a video of it. It's funny.
Well, funny.
Like, I was trying not to like kill anything because I didn't want her to get upset.
Yeah.
And then it's like she's just running around with like, I'm making this, like a flaming sword.
Right.
Just murdering like swine. like taking their pork.
Yeah, no, kids are savages, and
yeah,
they shouldn't be able to run anything.
John, John's going back to his kind of kid roots and playing Pokemon. I guess he had Red or something. But he started sending me pictures. He's like, "Hey, I have a billion rare candies now." And then it's like, now I have all the Master Ball. He just did the missing number glitch or whatever, like way back in it, which is good. Like, you have to, right?
You have
that's
to.
How you play the game.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But, I never played Red, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, it's Red. Oh, you never played the original?
No, I wasn't born.
Oh, man. That's,
when did it come out?
96, 97?
Wasn't born. 97, I was born.
I got to look
so
this
if it
up
came
now,
up in 96, I was in my mom's tummy.
What?
Speaking of which,
yeah,
Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, Robin, for having me.
I keep forgetting your mom's name is Robin.
It's a good name.
Mine's Sally. I feel like it's
Sally's
just,
a good name.
Just seeing Robin and Sally, already you know there's at least one generation gap between the two.
Yeah, I could see that being like a detective show, Robin and Sally.
Sure.
Couldn't you see that?
Yeah.
I'm not sure who would be the detective and who would be the sidekick, but it's
my mom would be older, so she would have to be like the grizzled vet
sidekick.
What?
I don't know. Isn't Watson older than Holmes?
Ooh.
100%, right?
Is he?
If we're talking traditional version.
Oh, sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Or does your mind always default to the movie?
No, mine would actually go to Cumberbatch, I think, before going to the movie. Then the movie.
Before Iron Man?
Then the books, yeah.
Did you read the books?
What? Yeah, I mean, I had a bunch of little one-off ones, and I don't know if they're the kid versions or the actual, I assume they're the kid versions. You know, they went through and they did like Greatest Expectations and 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea and like The Hound of Baskerville or whatever, the Baskerville Hound.
Yeah.
Like, they're like watered down versions of all of that kids can read that are like illustrated. So like Robinson Crusoe, where he's literally stranded on an island with cannibals. How do you make that kid friendly? But he did.
Did he really?
Well, yeah. Well, whoever the publisher was. But
I wonder how
that's what I had. And then Barnes & Noble has a hardback of all the Sherlock Holmes books.
Like, kid friendly when we were kids is not kid friendly today.
Yeah.
There's some like messed up stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
speaking of,
yeah.
I was trying to finish up Justice League,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And this was maybe like mid the later season where they're in like War World,
yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
with,
like,
what's this, the yellow guy? Yeah, Mongol, or isn't that the guy?
I guess he's wearing yellow. He's purple, right?
He's wearing purple. Am I getting it mixed up?
I don't know.
Well, he's the guy who runs the planet, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The big dude? Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, they were just, like, murdering people.
Yeah.
And it was just like, oh, this is not
Saturday morning.
Kid friendly.
Yeah, exactly,
just like,
dude.
It was just really, like, that one stood out to me where I'm just like, huh, okay.
Yeah, anyway. No. Dude, I'm telling you. Like, I have a vivid memory of, like, one of the Winnie the Pooh movies, I think. Or maybe it was an episode. And they're like hunting turkeys.
What?
And I think they like kill a turkey or something. It's like crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess we have Bambi and like Littlefoot.
Yeah. Yeah. Happy Mother's Day.
No. top five tragic mother deaths.
Yeah. I was thinking the other day. I was like, all right,
Finding
we did.
Nemo.
We did. Oh, God. No, I would say Littlefoot's mom is up there.
Yeah.
Bambi's mom is up there. I mean, Nemo's mom's up there, but let's look at this. Let's deconstruct this. Okay. She had like 1,000 babies and saved one, and it was damaged.
I don't remember anything about Finding Nemo.
Okay. Finding Nemo. There's two clownfish. Okay.
Yeah.
And despite popular belief, clownfish aren't actually necessarily funny. It's just their name.
But that movie was fairly humorous.
Yeah, but clownfish wasn't well at the end. He kind of gets some jokes,
yeah,
because he traveled the entire ocean.
Yeah, sure. He's well traveled now, well swam.
Yeah. Anyways, they have all these eggs, and then this shark comes to eat them, and Nemo's mom defends the eggs, and Nemo's the only survivor, but he's damaged. That's why he has a little fin.
So he's damaged and his mom gets eaten?
Yeah. So mom dies
and
all of his siblings, which is like 50 eggs. And that's why his dad's super overprotective, because he's the only kid left. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously, you know.
But don't you see the sharks and their fish are friends, not food?
Well, yeah, that's a different shark. I actually don't think it was a shark. It was like a barracuda or something.
Hmm.
Is that a real fish? Did I just make that up?
A barracuda?
Yeah.
Isn't that
It's like the long fish, sharp teeth.
Oh, like almost like an eel, but not.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think it was actually a shark at the beginning. I think it was like a barracuda. Research department can get on that one.
Speaking of, it's 1996 for Pokemon.
Wasn't born.
I know. I hate it.
That's sad.
I hate it.
So how do you expect me to play that, dude? How do you expect me to play that? Well, I played...
okay, hold on.
I played Gold and Silver and Crystal. And so Gen 2 and Gen 3. So I had Gold, I think, because that's the Ho-Ho, right?
I never played them. I don't know.
I think it's the Ho-Ho, not the candy. That's not really a candy. It's more of a...
So by that logic, you wouldn't play Super Mario World either, because that was in 92.
No, I didn't play Super... I wasn't a Nintendo kid. I told you, my first system was PS1. So I was on Spyro. I was on... That's about it. What other PS1 games did I have? Gran Turismo 2.
Yeah.
Great one. What else did I have? I have all my games written down. I compiled my whole list of... Every video game I've ever played, yeah.
That's crazy.
That was a whole afternoon.
That would be a long time, yeah.
Well, it was interesting. So what the method I did was I went on Wikipedia, and Wikipedia has...
like by year?
No, alphabetically, every game released for a console. Wow. So PS1 wasn't too bad, where it was all in one article. But PS2 was a nightmare. It was like 4 pages.
Yeah.
It was like A to E. F to, like,
doesn't,
you know,
that
the
just like blend together and you're gonna miss something?
I might have, but I was trying to be pretty meticulous about it.
Yeah.
so there might be a few ones, but I hit the major ones. I mean, obviously any of the big hitters that I remember fondly. And like I was going back sweeping through it, and there was a couple I missed, and I was like, oh yeah, I did play this. So I think it's pretty close. I would say it's 95% plus accurate.
I mean, that's what you want, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, there's always going to be a margin of error, but like, I don't know. It feels like I have pretty much all of the games. It is kind of sad, though, how the games just like, I have a shit ton of games for like PS2 and like Xbox 360, and then it just drops off when you get to the PC.
Nothing. Yeah.
Because I just, you know, you can tell when I started playing League of Legends, and then the games
gone.
Just drop off. Yeah. Let me try to pull this up here. While we're doing this,
yeah, I still need to figure out, finish my tier list and everything. Whenever we were doing that,
yeah, you were like kind of changing the criteria. So for those who don't know, Tyler was kind of going through ranking his games, and we did have an episode where we talked about our top 25 games.
Yeah,
but
that was very feeling oriented.
It was very feeling oriented. I almost kind of wanted to do that again. Someday, maybe, to see if anything shifts, because I might approach it a little bit differently.
I want to be just very stats oriented. Like, I want to be like, okay, we play this game. I think the story is a 8 out of 10. I think the gameplay is an 8 out of 10. I think the blah, 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 blah. And then, like, you just weight everything.
Yeah, but that's what we were talking about, right? Where it's like, is it my favorite or is it the best, right? And that's like the dichotomy there. So like your formula would be like, okay, this is just objectively the best game
that I've played, but it's not objective, because it would still be based off of like my opinion and what I would hold more important.
I see. So it's like, okay, so it's like still feelings based, you're just categorizing different parts
of the game. It's feelings based, but like a lot of what happened whenever we're doing the initial top 25, is I was comparing like apples and oranges, and I'm just like, I like this one more, and I put it on the list, right? Because like at the 25 mark, eventually you're cutting things. You're like, I pick me a different day, and it'd be up there,
right?
So this one would be more of like a hard fact, like, no, the number is bigger, so this goes up.
Yeah, no, exactly. So, yeah, it was really tough because, you know what I should do is, you know, I should go through and then just kind of start looking up some videos on some of the games. And I think it's going to elicit some sort of reaction.
You would hope so. Yeah,
I would hope. And then be like, oh, man, this was pretty good. Or it's like, that's not how I remembered. Yeah,
you know what I mean? This like, looks bad.
You look up Grania 2 and you're like, wait a minute.
Yep. Yeah.
Grania 2 wasn't that bad, though.
Grania 2 was okay. I think the
never saw the story coming, let me tell you that. It took a hard turn in Act 4.
The game that I watched fairly recently was the Star Wars Demolition, where I'm watching that and it's like not what I remember
really
at all. And I know it's the correct, like, it's the Dreamcast version. It was just like the view distance is maybe like a foot in front of you. Like it was just so bad.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
I can't think of anything else that even comes close to that.
So my PlayStation 1 games, there's actually quite a few on here. 2002 FIFA World Cup.
Okay.
Backyard Soccer, which was terrible on the PlayStation.
You keep going. I'm going to get this. Do you want more coffee?
Yeah, I'll do more coffee. The PC version for Backyard Sports were the one. Those were the best. And then they like tried to port these over to the console, and they were just terrible, in my opinion. Some people liked them, I think, but I don't know. I'm an original kind of guy, I guess. Buzz Lightyear of Star Command. So I used to rent this one from Giant Eagle all the time. And speaking of a game that, like, you go back and watch it and it's like, what the heck is this? That was this game for me. I love this as a kid because I'm a huge Buzz Lightyear guy.
Like a 3D platformer?
Yeah, it wasn't a platformer. It was like an action game. But
like a Spyro?
Oh, it was rough.
Or not even. Like,
no, more linear. More linear.
Wow. Okay.
It was not a good game. But I loved it as a kid because, like, I don't know. And I rented it, so I never even got that far in the game.
Yeah.
And just, like, I did not remember. I was like, holy crap. Like, I thought I remembered, like, what it looked like and what it played like. And then I watched the video and I was like, what is this? It's terrible.
That would be a fun exercise, is to take our top 25.
Yeah.
And then just put, like, the actual Metacritic score next to it.
Yeah, right?
And just see.
Yeah. That would be interesting. Well, like, I mean, as Jeff kind of pointed out, a lot of my top 25 are like just sleeper picks that, yeah, like, because I don't know. I just have like the most fond memories of playing that. It was very feelings based for me, where it's like, yeah, these aren't the greatest games of all time. I mean, there's some heavy hitters on there, but like, it's like a lot of it was I was young. I had a blast.
Yeah,
this harkens back to a time where I actually enjoyed playing video games. I don't know, man. It hit different.
Simpler times.
Gran Turismo 2, like I said. Guardians Crusade, which is still one of my favorites. Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets, which kind of slapped, actually. Lego Racers, classic. Apparently, I played Mega Man Legends 2 and another game that
just came out, right?
Did they remake it?
The remake?
Really?
I think. Nate was talking about that.
Yeah, I like played it, but it was so, I played so little of it. I don't even know, dude, but I do remember playing it. Putter Golf, huge game.
Putter Golf.
That was a great game. Talk about a shitty game that I just love. Pro Pinball Big Race USA, another. You remember like those pinball games?
Oh, yeah.
Like the classic one on like the laptops and stuff. Yeah. This one was great. That was actually a really fun game.
We did one in on Nintendo.
Okay.
It was Republicans versus Democrats.
Yikes.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I don't know why. It was just like, it was the multiplayer.
It was like a kid-friendly game.
Yeah, it was a multiplayer pinball game, and it was the donkeys versus the elephants.
The elephants.
Yeah.
Wow. I feel like an elephant would just crush a donkey, right?
I'm pretty sure... my sister picked the elephant a lot because it was like,
yeah, because they're OP.
Oh,
they're like five times the size.
She was very good at it.
Yeah.
It was pinball?
It's pinball.
Yeah.
How do you verse someone in pinball?
It's just like a high score.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think there might, and I could be completely making this up, but it was like a weird, that wasn't like the main game. It was like this like side multiplayer.
Oh, interesting.
Thing.
Okay.
And I think there could be something where like if you hit like a certain score, you can like shoot balls into the other person's, or you steal their balls or something. Oh.
Are you playing at the same time?
You're playing at the same time. Wow. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah.
And granted, I haven't played this in forever, so like I might be
totally off
graying some things and, sure. and fudging some stuff, but that's how I remember it anyway.
That's fascinating.
It's a Nintendo game. I'm gonna have to look it up. I don't know.
Yeah. I'd be curious to see what that looks like. Dude, this game, like Pinball Big Race USA. Dude, that game holds up. That game slaps. I have fond memories of that one. It's like think of it like cars, like your cars, and you like can talk and stuff. And I think you play as the taxi. I think you're a taxi.
Okay.
And then there's like other characters, like there's a German sports car, and they're all like, you know, they all have their personalities and stuff. So you have to travel across the country to get to Los Angeles. You start in like Boston or something.
Yeah.
You got to get to Los Angeles, and then that's where the big race starts.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to race all the way back to Boston.
While playing pinball?
Yeah. So it's playing pinball. So like if you hit certain things, you'll move on to the next city, and there's like all these mini games, and like you can buy items. It was pretty sweet, dude. The game was like pretty good.
It sounds lovely.
Yeah, I don't know. I liked it.
No, I look. And that was for PlayStation 1.
Yeah, and I think it holds up super well because it's a pinball game.
Yeah, it's hard to,
you know what I mean? Like it would be the same. It would play exactly the same today.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, well, that's a pretty big thing for like physics to work well for that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I think it was pretty good. It was pretty good. Yeah, I don't know. Resident Evil 1, Resident Evil 3. So I guess I missed 2.
Yeah, but 2 is...
I don't know. I never actually had either of these, but I would always go to my friend's house and play them, so I included them.
I just had a Jill Valentine poster. And that was it.
That sounds about right for Tyler.
Yeah. I'll just leave it at that.
All right. Spyro the Dragon, Spyro 2 Ripped His Rage. Classic. And then Stuart Little 2, which another horrific game, but I really liked it as a kid.
I dressed up as Stuart Little for Halloween. Or no, not Halloween. It was like a... dress up as your favorite book character or something.
Those were books?
Yeah.
I just remember the movies, which are also probably awful, but I remember liking it as a kid.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was a cool concept.
I don't think they were super great. Definitely books first, though.
I do remember, like, the only thing I remember from those movies is, like, at the end of one of them, I don't know if it was, like, the first one or the second one, it was, like, they were in this, like, model boat competition. And Stuart Little was, like, piloting the boat.
Yeah.
It was, like, pretty interesting.
It's like a newspaper boat, you mean?
No, it was, like, a model boat, like a wooden like, boat. Jeez. And it was, like, it did, like, the classic joke where it zooms in and, like, the waves are crashing down on him and, like, things are super dramatic and then it zooms out and it's just, like, boat floating around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Classic joke.
All right.
Comedy. Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2, legendary. They remade those not too long ago.
Yeah, I was going to buy it, and then I just...
And then else came out, I guess. Toy Story Racers, which is an amazing game. Turnabout, which is like a puzzle game. And then Yu-Gi-Oh! Forbidden Memories.
Speaking of like racers and stuff, so like the Disney Racer, I guess they have out. So like you can do like a Toy Story versus Monster Inc. and Aladdin and all that stuff.
Okay.
But then there's also a racer, like a Lego Racers, coming out like soon, if not out already.
Really?
Yeah. Where like you're building your own stuff.
That's fascinating.
And it was like the closest thing to like a Mod Nation racer, which I don't
know. Dude, I played Lego Racer, like, I mean, back in the day. Like there was two, and the second one was on PS2, though.
It's 2K is publishing it.
Really?
Yeah, 2K Lego Racers, I think is the name of it.
I gotta look it up now. That's intriguing.
Yeah, I mean, like that's something where I'd be like, I'd play that with you.
It's my childhood, man. Yeah. Rocket Racer. He's on my top 100 list. Nah, probably not. He cheats.
Rocket Racer?
Yeah, so like in Lego Racers 1,
yeah.
Okay, the green bricks are your boosts, so they make you go faster.
Makes sense.
So how it functions is there's like a couple colors. There's green, which are boosts, red, which are like attacks, yellow, which is like utility stuff, and blue, which are shields. And then there's white blocks that power up whatever block you have. So let's say I collect one green block while I'm racing.
Yeah.
And then I run into a white block. So now I have a level 2 green.
Oh.
So the level 1 is just a boost. The level 2 is a bigger boost.
Yeah.
Level 3, you start flying over people. And then the level 4 green, which is might be the greatest power up in all video games, is a warp. Okay. You just warp and skip like half the map.
Yeah.
Rocket Racer gets free level 4 boosts that he just randomly uses during the race. So it was impossible to beat him.
Yeah.
Because he would just skip half the map. Like you would be in front of him and then he would just blink of an eye be in front of you.
Even that.
That game was so hard.
Like that sounds like a lot of like, so like Mod Nation Racer did something similar where like if you were like running over power ups and you were getting like, let's say you get like a rocket.
Yeah.
If you have one rocket, you shoot one, hits a guy, whatever.
Yeah.
If you get two rockets, now you can like shoot like three, like super fast. If you get like four, you shoot one giant one or something. Yeah. I'm making that up. Like, yeah. I don't remember exactly, but like that's the kind of stuff like that's cool.
No,
like,
that's a great video game design, I feel like. Now, is it balanced? No, because like all like the strategy is to collect a level 4 green. Like that's the only thing you should be doing.
Yeah.
But it's like cool. Like the red one's like level 1's a cannonball, level 2's a grappling hook where you can latch onto them and kind of slingshot yourself forward.
That's cool.
Level 3's force lightning. You can just fuck people up, and then level 4 is like a missile launcher or something that just heat seeks.
I like that would be super cool with like the grappling hook type of thing where like you hit somebody and like just trade places with them real quick and stuff like that.
It was really good. It's actually the meta was pretty interesting because I think the grappling hook was probably better than the other ones. Like you'd probably want that because it hinders someone else but also propels you, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was that game was so I went back and played it a couple years ago on when I had my what's it called? Emulator, like on my laptop.
Yeah.
That game is so hard. I was struggling as an adult.
It just doesn't, I mean, is it not responsive or is just hard? Like, does it
control well? It's just really unforgiving. Like, if you make a mistake, the AI is going to crush you. Like, I don't even think there was a difficulty on it. I think
that's every game we played as kids. Like, the AI was
brutal,
unforgiving, didn't care.
So brutal, dude. Like, I'm telling you. Make you
work for it, yeah.
I think that, yeah, really, like, kids these days, I don't know. Actually, they probably do know, because kids these days don't even face the AI. They, like, play against other people, which is always harder.
It's always going to be worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that's going to be so Redfall has, like, the reputation now for, like, the worst AI, which is funny.
Of all time?
That's what they're saying online. I think it's recency bias and all that probably. Stuff, but, we'll check that out. That's going to be...
Yeah, we need to establish like rules. So like we were gonna do a drinking game.
Yeah.
And I think it'd be funny to like set up a chart, like here's when we drink. Yeah. So like a glitch or a bug, obviously.
And I can set that up to where like if we were recording it, we have an overlay and we can have all that set and then we can just do like an actual number and I can use my stream deck for it and just every time we encounter something we hit it and then we all have to drink.
Yeah, I think if you notice like an asset that's reused, I think,
in the same building or something.
Yeah. It's like if it has the same color scheme, it's like two drinks. But if it's like a different, if they change the color, at least it's just one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
On the flip side of that, apparently the best game ever came out on Friday.
Yeah. Have you played Zelda yet?
No. I feel kind of annoyed about it because I had it downloading.
Okay.
And I didn't know that it started the game. Whenever it's done downloading, it just launches the game.
Oh, okay.
So I had it downloading, turned my TV off, went to work, right?
Sure.
And it not only launched the game, but then like started a game. So it went through like a cutscene and everything. And then I turned my TV back on like after work and Zelda's just like, or not Zelda, but Link is just standing there, just like chilling. And I'm just like, what? So it looks like I've played like 8 hours of Zelda.
Oh my God.
I haven't gotten past, like, I haven't taken a step yet. I've killed three bats.
Three bats?
Three bats, yeah.
Zubats?
They look like Zubats, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you a fan of Zubat or
no?
Really?
No, I hate Zubat.
I don't like Zubat either. And we talked about this during our top 5 Pokemon video. But I like Crobat. Crobat's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Golbat sucks too with the big mouth.
Yeah, that's one where like somehow it's worse than Zubat. Yeah.
But Crobat kind of dials it back in, and he's kind of a cool guy.
Yeah, I don't think you can dial it back in.
Oh, yeah, you can.
That's the problem, though.
All right, poll time. Is Crobat cool?
Sure.
Done?
Sure.
You think we'll say no more no's than yeses?
Yes.
Cheeseburger?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
We'll put another cheeseburger.
Done. Done. I hope you're keeping track.
Well, that's kind of going back to Zelda. I said it was like an 84. You said it was going to be like a 93 or something.
Yeah. And it's like a 97.
It's 97.
Which on OpenCritic puts it as the best game of all time.
Yep.
Tied with
Super Mario Odyssey.
Which is a good game.
It goes Zelda, Super Mario Odyssey, Zelda.
Yeah. Is there a Nintendo bias or?
Yeah. Metroid's up there. Hades is up there.
Is it just C-R-O-B-A-T?
I don't know. That's your boy, man.
It is my boy. I'm still a little salty that Machamp didn't make it. Like, I still regret that.
Oh, man. You're all the way back there.
Yeah, because, like, as much as I love Snorlax and he needs to be on the top five just because he's just a big motherfucker.
Yeah.
Machamp.
Yeah.
I just loved my argument for that. I just felt very passionate about it.
Buddy, I was ready to put that on there for you.
I know, but you wanted me to sacrifice the other guy I wanted.
Well, I wanted to see your conviction and you chickened out.
I chickened out. That's so sad.
Yeah.
Crobat. Anyways, I'm sorry. I kind of cut you off there. I'm a little bit all over the place today. I did spell it right. Come on. Look at that dude, man.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Right. No, I'm not saying, like, that guy looks cooler than Golbat. What I'm saying is if you...
The four wings, he's a little puffball, but...
Yeah, but you're evolving... Look, if you're evolving in an opposite direction...
Okay.
You lose me. That's the main thing.
What do you mean in an opposite direction?
Zubat, small little puffball bat.
He's not a puffball.
He's a little bat. Then he grows Golbat with like this massive mouth and
huge tongue and everything. Yeah, awful.
And then that suddenly shrinks back down.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It dials it in.
Yeah, but that's not evolution.
Yes, it is. That is the definition of evolution. It's like, okay, we made a mistake and we're going to evolve it. We're going to dial it in.
Okay.
And we're going to be cool.
Yeah.
We're going to grow two more wings.
They should have just made it a different species.
We're going to do a nice, menacing.
They should have made it
cool guy.
Just pick a different color.
Come on,
and
man.
Call it.
We're gonna leave it up to
Crobat.
Is Crobat cool? ? I wish we could have a picture and a pool. I don't. I think
tried,
we experimented.
Man. I tried.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll text Elon and see what.
Really
what
should.
Can do.
Really should. We'll give it 7 days. So next episode, we'll be prepared. There it is. It's up. So if you're checking this out, go vote on our poll at CouchCoGames.
Vote no.
That's, whoa.
What?
Well, you can't say that.
Okay, or vote yes.
No.
Vote yes or no.
Results are skewed, no. I will not accept the results.
It's fine.
Just kidding. Unless I win, then I'll accept it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crobat's sweet. I totally derailed your train of thought there. I apologize.
What was I talking about?
I cannot remember.
I didn't get to play Zelda.
We were talking about Super Mario Odyssey, Zelda. And then I think it's
like Last of Us, Hades, something like that.
God of War, Last of Us Remastered's up there. Persona 5's up there at like a 95.
That's crazy.
Well, yeah. A little bit. You never played it. You didn't play it a little bit.
Play it twice, man.
I should just burn so many hours on that. I don't even think I have enough hours to burn on that, actually.
I don't think you do.
If I used all my hours remaining, which is like 100.
Yeah.
We need to start using hours, by the way, because we're never going to...
Yeah, we can do that. I'll finish. I have three episodes left.
You're still not done?
I have three episodes left.
Oh, come on.
Okay, well, here. Like,
is it that bad?
Technically.
Is it that bad?
Technically, I don't have any episodes left, but I... most certainly fell asleep for the last three episodes, so I need to go back and rewatch this.
Oh, come on, Tyler. How is it that bad?
It's not that bad.
Yes, it is.
No, it's really not. You want to know the problem with it? Okay. You want to know the problem with it?
What is the problem with it?
I don't have it on my phone.
How do you not have it on your phone?
We only have the login for HBO on the Apple TV. and that's when I watch it.
What? Why? What?
I just don't know the password for the HBO on my phone.
Just reset your password.
Well, it's not my password. We're sharing it. We're a communal.
You're a criminal.
Friendly group. Yeah.
You're a criminal. I see.
Yeah.
You don't have it on your phone.
No.
Get it on the Plex.
I finished Star Wars Rebels, though. Very good.
Oh, my God.
It's very good. It's better than Justice League.
No, it's not.
It is, buddy.
No, it's not.
It is. I'm sorry.
I am a firm believer.
Rebels might be better than Batman the Animated Series.
Yeah, what?
It might be.
What are you talking about?
It might be.
I don't even know you anymore.
I know. It's just a very good good story.
I don't.
Good voice acting.
We have 130 hours left.
Okay.
Each.
So here's the funny thing. I think it was IGN's review of Zelda. He's like, I put 100 hours in, and I'm only halfway through the map. And it's like, what?
Well, that's like 100%ing, right?
I don't know. So there's like a top map, which is like the same map as like the first game. You go around it.
Yeah.
And then there's an underground map that's just as big as the top map. So it's just like two of them.
Wow.
Yeah. But it's all like dark down there, and it's like the hardcore mode that you have to like kind of like work your way around, find treasure and stuff. I don't know what I'm talking about. Obviously, I haven't played it yet, but yeah. that alone was just like, man, that is a big game.
It's apparently the best ever, so. Yeah.
I finished Advance War, the first one, so I'm on two now.
Okay.
So.
And the verdict?
It's exactly like the first game.
What would you rate it then? Like, do you just
playing
rate
it, again,
it the same, or is it like lower?
Yeah. Yeah. I would give Advance War maybe... maybe like a 78 out of 100, something like that. Like, it's good.
It's just dated.
Yeah. The second one is so much. I mean, I'm actually really excited to do the second one.
You would think they would maybe kind of try to modernize the first one a little bit. Like, make them the samey.
Yeah, or like change it in some... like, these aren't changed. Like, it's just like, hey, here's
this is literally a remaster.
Yeah, they call it a reboot, which is a little weird. Or rebooted. I think it's Advance War...
Reboot Camp.
Advance Wars Reboot Camp or something.
That's what I just said.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
I was grabbing the...
I remember it like says boot camp or something.
Yeah. It's cool. It's good. Worth playing.
Worth buying a Switch for?
Dude, how can you not? When you're looking at like all those games, like Zelda alone is supposed to be better than Elden Ring.
I might never play a Zelda game because at this point I've never played a Zelda game, and it's kind of a badge of honor because people get so upset.
I think I've played every Zelda game.
Every single one?
Well, not like all the weird like
Link to the Past
Cap and stuff like that. I'm talking like
Majora's Mask.
Link to the Past. I played both of those. Like the re one. Ocarina of Time. I did. I did Wind Waker.
Yeah.
I did the Breath of the Wild.
Majora's Mask.
I did the original Nintendo. Really? Maybe I didn't play two. Because I had like the OG like gold-plated Nintendo cartridge.
Damn.
Yeah. I don't like any of them, man. I don't like it's
not your game.
It's
yeah. Is there something you like, though? Like, Jeff and I were kind of discussing this, and we are on this theory that you don't like anything.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's fair.
Is that true?
No, I like stuff. I love the feeling that Elden Ring and Zelda gives you because you can't capture that anymore, right? Like, as a kid...
You hate those games, though. Both of those games.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Kind of confused, but continue.
I like the idea of them. I don't like them.
Execution.
To play them. Zelda would... Dude, I'd be playing Zelda right the heck now. I'd be telling you, hey, man, I'm sick. We can't record. I'm playing Zelda. If it was on PC and it was 4K, 120 frames a second...
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you know, like...
Well, that's... Well, Elden Ring is.
Yeah,
so what's the deal there?
Zelda is a... I could actually play Zelda. Elden Ring is... I just get my face stomped in over and over and over, and I don't like that type of gameplay. I don't like beating my head against something a million times over. If it's a puzzle or something, and you have to, like, sit there and think about it or whatever, sure. But to, like...
See, that doesn't make
fight
sense.
Fight a boss
me.
300 times to beat it, to move on, like, that is...
Puzzles, that's how I feel about puzzles. I mean, it's like...
I like puzzles.
It sucks.
Yeah.
Just give me the answer.
Has to be the mood, but I like them. They're all right.
Puzzle game. You ever play Puzzle Pirates?
No.
That was a game.
Sounds like a game right up your alley.
Dude, it was fun. It was like, it's kind of like an MMO, I guess, but like, I don't know. You didn't really like walk. Maybe you did like walk around and stuff. I remember the ship combat was awesome. So like there, it was like this strategy game with a ship combat. And then when you got close to each other, you would board and like fight each other.
That's cool.
And it was Tetris.
Nice.
So okay. Like you would throw blocks at the other team and stuff. And then,
yeah.
So you like have your ship of like 20 people.
And see, like that sounds awesome.
It was fun. I wasn't good at it because I'm very bad at Tetris, but it was fun.
I just downloaded the Tetris, what was it, like Tetris Ultimate or something? Like the one that was like that everyone loved.
Yeah.
I just downloaded that on Steam again just to get it on my Steam Deck.
How is it?
Great.
You ever see like professional Tetris?
Oh, yeah, where they have like a glove on their hand so they don't hurt their hands as they're like flipping through. They have like a special controller for
Unbelievable.
It. Yeah.
It's like the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yep.
They're so good. How do you get that good at something?
You got to love it, man. I don't know.
You do have to love it. It's like, man, I wish I loved something that much.
That's like just all you do.
Yeah, it's like I could like, I love League, but dude, I could not fucking devote that
League's
much time
too
to
long,
it.
Man. It's
yeah, it's so crushing when you lose. It's like, dude, 40 minutes gone, especially when you throw.
Yep.
Like it was winnable. We threw the game. 40 minutes of my life, I'll never get back.
Yeah.
My team's just yelling at it. It's very it can get very dark and toxic.
That's why Call of Duty, 15 minutes, you're done. Get your butt whooped, no problem. Here's a fresh slate.
But the highs are higher in League.
Sure.
You get that performance where you carry from the jaws of defeat. You have the one. Dude, when you have a perfect team fight in League of Legends, it is art. It is a euphoric experience. The Rombo combo, like just some crazy strategic play.
Yep.
You get behind them. You get a perfect flank off. It just feels really good.
I mean, imagine playing something like StarCraft or WarCraft and you are at such a stalemate that it's just whoever runs out of resources first.
No, I'm sure. I mean, RTS is... Which I'm like really surprised that the RTS genre just like died. It's like very... Like nothing came out that like kind of revived it. It's very strange to me.
It will someday.
When Riot releases a
good
RTS.
Well, I would love for them to.
They need to wait for someone else to do it. And then they do it better. Yeah.
I mean, they're doing their MMO, right?
So like, well, theoretically, the CEO for Riot just retired, so there's some concerning news in the.
I mean, Diablo's coming. That's
Diablo's soon. Coming. Yeah,
it's next month.
Arcane 2's coming.
When does that come out? This year?
Nah, next year.
Ah, okay. So we got time.
I think early next year though.
But you're 100% on Diablo.
I'm 100% on Diablo. I'm gonna watch a lore video, whichever one you pick out for me. Okay. Can't be more than an hour. If it's more than an hour, you have to burn time on it. So I'll tell you that.
In all honesty, Kyle, dude, I wouldn't even do that for myself. Like Kyle probably is the guy to talk to. I'm not a big Diablo lore guy.
Trust me, I know.
I know you know.
It's disappointing because you were the chosen one. You were supposed to beat the darkness, not join it.
I don't know what it is with my algorithm on TikTok, but I am just seeing that scene over and over and over, and people are just acting it out like perfectly. It's like where like Obi-Wan is like screaming at Anakin, he's like, "You were the chosen one."
That scene makes me tear up every time.
Yeah, well, it not when it's flashing on your TikTok every 5 seconds, and
yeah, that might ruin it. But every time I watch episode 3, I tear up at that scene. We should do the top 5 random things you tear up at.
Armageddon.
Yeah, so you're Armageddon. Yeah. That's one for me. Episode 3. Another weird one for me is any sporting event I'm at, when we sing the national anthem, I always tear up.
Yeah.
I always tear up.
Yeah, because it's like the only time that everyone's...
There's something so amazing about like 20,000 people.
Yeah.
I personally believe that you shouldn't even have a singer. It should just be the stadium singing it. Like that would be so much more powerful, in my opinion, than...
That'd be cool.
having just, I remember like during the Boston marathon bombing, you remember yeah, all like those years ago? Yeah. There was like a Boston Bruins game where they did that, which was so cool.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Think about how much money you'd save.
Yeah, I wonder how much you make for singing.
Probably not a lot.
Especially when it's like some kid.
Maybe
it's
like Super
free.
Bowl.
It's like, hey, you want exposure? Yeah, anyway, well, yeah, Super Bowl, that's probably, yeah, they go pretty hard on that. But, yeah, every time, yeah. It gets me. I love the national anthem.
Dude, I cry on, like, everything.
Really?
I'm very empathetic when it comes to a lot of that stuff. Just like, oh, that's
Anyone's, like, in a show or something, anyone's, like, parents dying or something always gets me.
Yeah.
That's, like, a classic one. Animal stuff, but that's like everyone. That's not even a weird one. You know what I mean?
Here's a weird one for you. I like it. Like, I'll tear up whenever House, like Hugh Laurie, like in the show House,
yeah,
is being like a dick to somebody, but like in a good way. Like he's like super sarcastic and is just like, yeah, I guess you're gonna live because you're gonna blah blah blah. And he's like just tearing them to shreds as he's basically telling them, "Hey, I saved your life. You're welcome.
Yeah,
peace." Yeah. And I'm always like, oh, he does care. He doesn't. Yeah, it's just like you tear up, and it's just like, awesome. I don't know. That's a weird one, but yeah, he does in a good way. It's just like, I don't know.
No, yeah. That's awesome. That's a good one. I tear up at like amazing like sports moments.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I was like crying. I watched Secretariat. So the Kentucky Derby just happened.
Yeah.
Secretariat's the greatest horse like to ever live. And I forget if it was the Kentucky Derby or one of the other ones, but he just crushed everyone. I think it was the fastest time ever.
Who was in Secretariat? Was that Frodo? Or I'm making that up.
I'm talking about the real version, but you're talking about a movie?
Oh, you were just watching a documentary of Secretariat.
I was watching the actual race.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Is there a movie? Well, of course, there's probably a movie of it, right?
Yeah, well, there was like Seabiscuit, and yeah. I think Secretary has to be a movie. I'm going
to
check it out.
Right it quick. Has to be. It's like the greatest horse.
Yeah.
Anyways, I watched this horse. I don't know, dude. Something about just the pure dominance or skill or whatever just always gets me. So Secretariat always makes me cry. Miracle on Ice always makes me cry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man. That kind of stuff always gets me.
I would say Ted Lasso maybe got me teared up a couple times.
Yeah.
Just because either I'm laughing hard and it's just like tearing up that way, or it's just like a touching moment.
Ted Lasso's pretty good. I'm still on season one. I finished season one.
Oh, you never did season two or three?
No.
Oh, man.
I should probably do it.
You need to do that.
You have to spend points on it. No, I'm just kidding. I'd probably watch it. I did like it.
I feel like it's...
I got a little annoyed because... And this is so lame.
You pulled a John?
John Hartman?
No, just you, where it was talked up too much.
No, it's not even that. It's like... It was so dumb. It's like, this is not how it would actually be. I was like, meh. You know what I mean? It's like any like...
This is too good. It's too wholesome.
Yeah, right. It's like, dude, I don't know, dude.
Yeah.
I've been in locker rooms. It's fucking...
Season two would be... They add some drama. Okay. They put some stuff in there. But the reason why I think Ted Lasso is so good is it doesn't fall into the usual drama. Or if it does, it resolves it like that episode. Mm. And it's not this like 4 or 5 episode arc of like... If they would just talk, everything would be fine. They just talk, and then everything's fine. They move on to the next thing.
That's very real, right?
Well, who knows? People don't talk, right?
I always try to make it a point to like talk it out with people if there's an issue.
Yeah,
I hate it. Like I don't know. Like I hate things eat at me. So like,
oh, I just bottle up inside, and we just don't speak.
If there was a taff, I had a tiff.
Tiff-taff?
Yeah. If there was a tiff-taff I had with like a friend or something,
yeah.
Like the next day I'm texting them being like, hey, okay. Sorry.
That's good.
Yeah, I don't know. I just can't. I don't know. It always gets, like, I always feel bad. I'm a very empathetic person, believe it or not. So it's
I believe it.
Yeah, it always, like, I'm like, oh, man, that, you know, was I too harsh? Was I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a problem sometimes, though, because, like, there are definitely moments where you need to stand up for yourself. And
I mean, look who you're talking to.
Yeah, that's a good point. Wet cardboard.
Oh, is there? Oh, okay.
Fucking Rocket Racer, dude. Such a cheater. I can't get over it. It's like, it's just not fair. There's nothing worse than AI. That, I mean, like, this is a conversation I had with my buddy the other day. So, like, in order to have a hard mode for AI, it's like it has to cheat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, when you're playing Civilization or something, it's like the AI just can't outsmart you. They have to just give them more resources.
Yeah, I mean, like, how can they do it for chess, though?
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like, chess is great. So, like, why can't they?
Well, I think there's a lot less options in chess versus, like, a Civ.
I guess so.
But you would think a strategy game would be more inclined. Like, a shooter kind of would cheat because it would just, like, lock onto you, right?
Yeah.
If you're facing AI. Whereas a strategy game, you would think they'd be able to program in something that, like, outsmarts you.
Yeah, well, it would just take your probability over thousands and thousands of games. So they did that with StarCraft, where they were playing the AI.
And the AI was just too good?
No, well, sometimes. I think a few people beat the AI, but then they didn't beat him again. So right, it's like, yeah. You know, you do it once, the AI learns, and then it's like,
never again.
Yeah, it fooled me once.
Yeah, I think Dota 2, their AI is, like, pretty cracked.
Yeah.
And people would play against it. It's, like, nearly impossible or something like that. But League's AI is terrible, so they don't do that.
I don't know, man. It was doing great against me. It was just... Yeah, maybe they put an update in there.
Yeah,
that's why.
It's hilarious.
I don't know how long we wanted to go. I had some weird, not even weird. I had some would you rather questions if you wanted to do those.
Hit me with them.
All right. This is just kind of a chill, chill episode until we play Zelda, or I'll play Zelda, and you'll talk about a Switch more.
Dude, you wanted me to get Mario Strikers.
Yeah, which we would have had fun with.
No, we wouldn't have because nobody played it.
We would have been.
I would have been scammed. It would have been Armello.
Could have played.
It would have been Armello, and then just because I played the game, you would have been like, "See, you liked it.
Splatoon is great."
I don't think I would like it. I played it once at your house. I didn't think I liked it.
We had a lot of fun with that.
I didn't understand it.
Harbin, Zach, me, Kyle. Like,
was it a four-man team?
Three or four.
I thought it was three, right?
Different modes, I think.
That's the problem, though. It's like you have to, like, that's the problem we're running in with Caliber.
Yeah.
It's like too many people.
Yeah.
Too many cooks.
Who's Chase's friend? Boss?
I don't know.
People are calling him Boss or Bose or whatever. I don't know. He's super cool, but, like, he was playing with us last night because you and Zachary had better things to do than playing a crappy Redfall game.
Dude, you have to tell me before, like, 2 hours before.
That's my fault. I get 100%. It. I get it. But we play Calibur. So it's me, John, Kyle, and let's call him Boss. I don't know.
The Boss. I don't know who that is.
We were doing all right. He works with Chase.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Calibur's fun. It's like a nice... Talk about quick matches. That's what's great about that game.
Well, here's the problem is everyone's on the ranked train where they're like, all right, I need to get three...
I'm not playing
level
ranked.
10, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, guys, yeah. Okay.
I'm not playing
Everyone's
ranked.
Like, Hal's very into it.
If you want me to never play that game again...
Just jump in ranked.
Boot into ranked. Yeah. Like, I know we're gonna stomped in normals. It's like we don't have it down. If we were crushing normals, we had our strategy down, we were just running over them. Yeah, let's go for ranked.
Yep.
But like our win rate in normals, maybe it's a me thing. Maybe when you guys are on, you guys win. But
no.
When I'm on, our win rate's like 20%.
No, we got wrecked. We were doing well for a while and then but like everyone's trying new things. Like everyone's starting with new people constantly. We're changing up the comp. I'm suddenly an assault after I've been support for the 5 hours that I played the game.
Well, that's the problem
like,
with
hate every second of it.
That's the problem with having too many people.
Yeah.
You need a four stack
that all play the one.
But the
class.
Problem is the game's free and like eight people have it.
Yeah.
So it's like,
My whole thing is, and this is what I told Kyle, because he was like, well, don't you have to like unlock other character? I'm like, as soon as I hit level 20, I could play ranked. But here's how it's going to go down. Either I play support for ranked, or you guys have your team and I don't need to play. Like, I'm not going to like fill in somewhere else for a ranked match when I hate playing.
Have you tried all four roles?
No, I played Assault and
it was terrible.
It sucks.
I think I suck, but yeah, it sucks.
Yeah. Well, the reason why I like support is you get a ton of armor, you get a ton of bullets.
Yeah.
So you don't have to be accurate. And if you get shot a couple times, you have enough time to react.
Yeah.
And it's just like I'm going up against people. The thing that kills me is if I'm playing as whatever champ and they're shooting me as the same guy, in my mind, we're equal. We should be like doing the same damage. But because they're a level 10 and I'm a level 1,
right,
and they have 15 extra health and they have a foregrip that steadies their aim, and it's like, well, how do you compete with that?
Yeah, I can't.
So that just takes me out of it. I don't know.
Yeah, that is tough. I think the level progression is very cool. I like it, but you're exactly right. Like,
yeah,
it's not fair.
Well, I go from dropping 9 kills to 1 if I'm lucky. You know, it's just like, that doesn't feel good.
Yeah.
Anyway, Caliber.
What would you give Caliber if you had to score it?
Ooh.
You think you've played it enough to like score it?
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, here's the problem. We only play like that one mode.
I've played the PvE.
I don't think that's very good.
No, it's not.
So like PvE.
It's very boring.
5, if not less.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't.
I think you're right. Well, here's the thing. Like, that game is like, it's made for that mode. I mean, that's really the mode.
The one that we normally play with, like PvP.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and like that's very good. I think the maps are all decent. Like, they're pretty good.
I'd give the game 79.
Yeah.
And the reason it's a 79 is because while it's fun, I think the concept's cool. A lot of characters, a lot of unlocks, which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
There's like performance issues, which definitely brings it down for me. So like, we're having this bug where every like 5 games, someone's frame rate just tanks.
Yeah,
and it's a bug. Like, it's not
it's
like
maps
it's hard
for me.
To.
Yeah,
it's like not like it's hard to run.
Yeah,
it's not even maps for me. It's like there's a bug where my frames just die. I go down like 10 frames,
that
and then
like
I
a
turn
leak
around.
Or something.
If I turn around,
yeah,
and I'm not facing the map, it goes right back up, and it's fine.
It's so weird.
It's very strange.
Like, I'm playing that thing on 4K, and it's like buttery smooth, like no problem.
But yeah,
like,
no, when it's running good,
they're real bad. Yeah,
yeah. I don't know. It's really, really strange. So I don't know. I think it's a game thing, not a hardware thing. And then like Chase has this thing where like he can't navigate through the menus. It's like request was not received, and then he's just stuck, and he has to reboot the game.
Huh?
Yeah, super strange.
Yeah.
I think 79 is fair. I think it's fun. I think it's fun.
Yeah, I think when it's working, it's fun. I don't think we...
It's free, too, which is like...
We haven't played as a team yet. Like, yeah, we'll kill things, but it's not like we're... Kyle and I did actually a pretty good duo last night, where it's like we like went through and actually like wiped everybody and then like stood on the neutral point and captured it and stuff, and like that was cool. But that's like the first time that I felt like we were actually like using each other's... Like, I popped that stun area ability or whatever, and like actually caught people in it, and then he popped out and like killed them and stuff. And it's like that seemed cool.
Yeah, I think we need to have a better understanding of what everyone's character does.
Yeah, but we keep changing characters every 5 seconds, so it's
like
we have no idea.
Said I'm playing the chick. That's all I'm playing.
Yeah.
And like the thing is, I can give special ammo back, and then no one ever's like, I'm like, hey, anyone need their special ammo? They're like, nope.
Well, so now that I'm just gonna play Odin, and that's all I'm playing.
Yeah.
Now I need special ammo.
There you go.
So
So the stun's his special?
No, the stun is his like ability and his special ammo. He has just rockets.
Oh, yeah. Rockets are good. I feel like
so
that's
I
the combo,
go in
right?
with 3 rockets, and then if you can give me another one, that's pretty good.
4. Yeah, that's pretty good. All right. Anyways, would you rather?
Caliburn. It's fun. All right. Here's would you rathers. Would you rather the aliens that make first contact be robotic or organic?
Organic.
Why?
Well, to me, like, if they're organic, they're more likely to understand the failures of humanity.
Okay.
Whereas robotics, when, like, you know.
Yeah.
If it's, like, robots, if it's, like, AI, it's, like, perfected things.
Yeah.
It's, like, there would be no empathy. There would be no understanding. It would probably just wipe us out.
See, I agree with you. I would wish that they were organic, but I was going from the idea that, like, they'd be easier to fight.
In that theory. As well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they would make mistakes.
Yeah.
Like, robots would be perfectly calculated. It'd be bad.
There
wouldn't be an understanding. Like, organic.
It would just be the Reapers.
Yeah, it's like, would you rather face the Reapers or the, what's it called, Turians?
That's tough. Both of them would be.
Well, we survived against the Turians in the first contact war, and the Reapers wiped out everything. So
Yeah.
Dude, the Reapers are so OP.
Yeah.
Didn't we do, like, Reapers versus Zerg or something?
No, we did Zerg versus, like, the Empire.
Zerg versus the Covenant? I think the Empire lost to the Covenant, right?
They shouldn't have.
Yeah, you were pretty upset about it, I believe.
Yeah. No, I think the Zerg, I don't know. Because
we'll have to go back and look.
Yeah, we were looking for, like, an essay about why the Zerg would be.
I'm still waiting on that essay. Someone just, let's just ask ChatGPT.
Yeah.
Write me an essay why the Zerg beats Covenant.
We should actually see what that does. That'd be cool.
That would be pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you rather lose the ability to read or lose the ability to speak?
Read.
Yeah.
Because I don't read. I should read more. I need to make it a conscious.
Well, you got to think that you read a ton in your day-to-day. You just wouldn't be able to read. Like, it would be like this. Like, your phone is just Greek to you. Like, you wouldn't be able to.
Yeah, but I watch a lot of videos, so I think I could get away with not reading. Okay. It would be tough for work, like, no more emails, but
yeah,
I think I could talk my way out of a lot of things. Like,
well, it's like,
hey, I got your email, but I just wanted to call you real quick and, you know, talk it over.
But if you can't read, you can't know who sent you the emails.
Ooh, yeah. Is reading just words? Can I recognize people's pictures? Because then I would argue.
Picture, you could.
Okay, yeah, so I would know enough. Who sent it to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see their little picture.
Yeah.
Unless they don't have a picture, then that's just their initial, which I couldn't.
I have till the 19th to put a picture in the system.
Really?
Yeah.
You have to?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Strongly encouraged. Yeah.
Some guy's picture, not on my team, but like on someone else's team, is he's got an Empire mask on, Stormtrooper mask.
Yeah.
And he's drinking a Coke through it.
Someone was wearing like a sombrero in one of ours, and
that's not as bad as like, because you can't even see his face.
Yeah.
It was so weird. Like, why would you? That is the most unprofessional.
Yeah.
Thing.
People like to have fun at work. I don't know.
I'm not one of those people.
Oh, okay. would you? Oh, here's a good one. Would you rather have a golden voice or a silver tongue?
That's a tough one.
Right? That's a real tough one.
Initially, I would say silver tongue, but
There's no benefit or no there's no bad outcome for that, right? Like, there's no like disadvantage or anything. Like, they're both just benefits.
Right. I think I'd go silver tongue. And my rationale is, I think, especially now with the emergence of like social media and stuff, there's a lot of people that are being recognized for their talent, especially singing wise, right?
Yeah.
Like, how many people on TikTok are like really good?
Yep.
So could I be like really good? Yeah. Could I make a career out of that? Potentially. But I think it would be harder than just being like this shrewd businessman that can just close every deal because he's just talking his way out of everything.
Like, what if you are recognized as the best vocalist on the planet?
So it's either best vocalist on the planet versus best talker on the planet, or what?
I wouldn't even say best talker. Like, I'm just trying to see what the threshold is, right? Like, so, like, is the threshold, you know, if you're like, above average on both of them, sure, then Silver Tongue wins out. But if you're like the best vocalist, like if you just sing and people are literally like weeping in front of you, like Simon, yeah, Cowell like falls to his knees in front of you.
Well, that's yeah. Then I would pick the vocalist.
Okay, I was just trying to find the threshold.
Yeah, if I'm the best singer of all time, 100% vocalist.
You're Taylor Swift. Would you rather be Taylor Swift or Silver Tongue? I'm not saying she's the best vocalist of all time, but she's obviously very popular.
I did want to do top five singers all time.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'd Phil be a Collins great top five.
The other four would be an interesting.
You know how she did that? Debate. So that would be one, a good one to have two guests on, because I feel like anyone can have an opinion, yeah, about that. And that might be one where we try coming to the table. Everyone has their own top five, and we kind of talk through that.
Yeah, I'd be all for that. I would be interested to see how many singers are of like the current decade or two decades or whatever. Like how many singers are like after 2010?
Right.
You know, like how many people are just from like the 80s and 90s and
oh, mine would be from earlier than that. It's that's right. A problem. That's my list would be pretty jank. But I really want to do that top five. That sounds like a lot of fun. I was actually on the way here, I was thinking about it. Because I was like listening to Frank Sinatra and I'm like, oh, yeah, this guy's good.
It's the last CD I own.
Frank Sinatra would be up there. I personally think, maybe I shouldn't spoil it, but I think Ella Fitzgerald's the best singer of all time.
Oh, okay.
Her voice is incredible.
What's the number one song?
I
think Adele needs to be in the conversation.
Adele is very good. Like I was thinking about, okay, what would
Whitney Houston?
Whitney Houston's probably making my list as well. Adele might. Like I was thinking, like who is current, and Adele is very good. But honestly, like Michael Jackson might make my list. He's unbelievable.
Yeah, I could see it.
Especially when he's young. Like like Jackson 5. His voice is unreal. Yeah. Like it's inhuman.
Yeah.
Like I listened to his some of his tunes, man. It's like, what the heck?
But see, that's when you get like someone like Mike in here and he'll be talking about like people that like can go between like screaming their heads off and then like singing great.
Yeah, I think there's not really a right answer, and that's why I think you really have to get like a different people on for that one.
Yeah, because like, you wouldn't do rappers, right?
Like, you could. I mean, so yeah, I mean,
could you?
We're
talking like vocalists,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like, rapping would be tough, I think. I think that's personally a different type, but I think you can make the arguments in the same realm, I guess. I'd love to have like Anna on for that, see what her opinion is. I don't know.
Maybe that would be a good bracket.
Bracket, yeah. That'd be cool.
Here's an easy one. Would you rather be in jail for a year or lose a year off your life?
Year of my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Would you rather always be 10 minutes late or always be 20 minutes early?
10 minutes late.
I'm with you there.
Which is not good, but...
Yeah, but...
I have to think about this now because, like, what if you have a meeting with, like, the president of the company? 10 minutes late? Ugh. That's brutal. Yeah. I might be 20 minutes early, which is bad as well.
Think about this side. Like
I changed mine.
You're changing yours to the 20 minutes early.
That destroys your career. If you're 10 minutes late for every single meeting you ever have, you're not going to keep a job.
Yeah.
That literally single-handedly destroys your career.
Yeah, but you're also just wasting 20 minutes of your life.
People do that all the time anyways. Like, do you notice that, like, you'll have a meeting for 2 o'clock and someone starts the team's meeting at, like, 1:30?
Especially when we have, like, big ones. Like, if it's, like, 100 people or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, people are in there, like,
who is going in there at, like, 1:30? So
they just want to hang out and BS and say hi to people and stuff.
Yeah. I think they just don't want to do anything, so they get in there early and it's like, sorry, in a meeting. Like, they show up as busy, you know? Oh, I hate that. Especially when you're running it. You're like, do I jump in now, start talking to them? Do I wait?
No. Because like, it's not fair to the people that are like on time. You know what I mean? Because like, what are you going to do? 100%. Jump on?
Well, no, I'm not going to start the meeting, but it's like...
Oh, just to like say what's
just
up?
To be, well, yeah, because like, I don't know, part of me feels like it's weird, like, okay, this is my meeting and I'm not in it yet, and there's like 10 people there just waiting.
I guess that's equivalent of like somebody showing up to like a party like 20 minutes early. Like, you're still trying to get ready and everything else, and then it's just like, oh, hey, I'm here.
It's more like there's a party at a neutral location that you're hosting, and they're there before you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like a picnic or something.
Yeah, they're at the pavilion. Out. Like, there's nothing set up.
I can help you set up. I don't know.
Yeah, well, when you get there, I don't know.
I don't have any. I mean, we could just dig around it. But this is a weird one. So would you rather have one real get-out-of-jail-free card or a key that opens any door?
Key that opens any door.
Obviously.
Which would probably get me in jail anyways, but...
Yeah, but then you can just get right out of it.
Only doors?
Yeah. But what's a door?
Car doors count.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Call that Grand Theft Auto.
Love those games.
Would you rather know the history of every object you touched or be able to talk to animals?
Talk to animals. Because I know I'm going to pick something up and it was going to be in someone's butt.
Yeah. I want to know the history of everything I touch.
No. So then I would drop it immediately. You don't think... Dude, that would happen.
Yeah, but you would learn so much about just people.
Things that I don't want to know. Like,
yeah, well, it doesn't have to be about butt stuff. I'm just saying that you just learn a lot about people.
According to proctology, a lot of people shove things up their butt.
Yeah.
Which just blows my mind.
It was just, that would be like a proctologist to say that. They're just saying that to make themselves feel better.
A lot of people go to the emergency room for that?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I guess people are just bored or curious.
Yeah. All the above, man.
I guess. I don't know. What? Just, oh, ugh. I didn't even want to think about that. Oh, that would be so painful.
Okay. Won't go down that path. Like, don't go for, like, a bowling ball right off the bat.
I was looking at the banana over there you know. I was like, if I touch that banana, Tyler, what am I going to find?
There's that banana, or Chelsea made fruit salad. Never mind. There are smaller bananas. I'd say just go with the smaller banana.
Fruit salad.
Also, the real banana is a little bit squishier. That's just porcelain. Because that's a bookend. That's going to hurt you.
Get me out.
Would you rather be married to a 10 with a bad personality or a 6 with an amazing personality?
We need to quantify what a bad personality means.
Would you want to be married to like the most gory, like Miss Universe?
I get the 10 part.
But no, okay. But yeah. But like your friends just can't stand her. Like they don't like if they're like asking you to come out and like you're like, oh, I'll bring
they get it,
Georgetta.
Yeah. Georgetta is hot as fuck.
Yeah.
But
like we can't stand her.
I'd say the latter, probably.
Yeah.
And it's not for the reason you think. Dude, if I was married to Miss Universe, it'd be like everyone would be like, no way. Like,
yeah, you would second guess yourself constantly.
Yeah,
right?
It would be bad. It would be a whole bad thing, and it wouldn't even work out.
Who's a 10? Like, I don't even know how to like
quantify a 10.
Yeah,
Margot Robbie's a 10.
Okay, yeah. So that's your like. I'm trying to
Yeah, and then I would be like, okay, well, every other dude on the planet wants her, and half of them are probably better than me. So
yeah.
What are we even doing? And my friends don't like you, which is the
icing. Yeah, but Margot Robbie seems
to
be cool.
She's really cool. She seems. I mean, who really knows?
She's really cool. Just dating on the side.
I don't know.
She'll bring her around. I don't know.
She seems like a really cool person. She does. But you never really know until, like, because, like, I only see her when she's on camera.
True.
Even if it's an interview.
Yep.
And when you turn that camera on, everyone's a little different, I feel like. I feel like you're never truly yourself.
It's kind of related, but like I was watching a TikTok progression. I need to get off TikTok. TikTok is
it's
too bad.
It's rotting your brain.
But there was a progression of like let's call it 2015, whenever Justin Bieber first became like popular.
And, like, 2015,
I think
he was popular way before that.
Okay, well, it was...
Right?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Let's
whatever.
Say 2015.
Sure.
2015, he's popular, paparazzi's in his face. They're like, how do you feel about all the paparazzi in your face? He's like, I must be doing something right. I'm just happy to be here. Ha, ha, ha. And then it goes all the way to like 2023 where he's like screaming at people and like flicking them off and stuff because they just won't leave him alone.
Yeah.
And they just show like every year he's like begging them like, please leave me alone. Just give me a minute. Don't you have your shot, your thing? And then by now it's just like, F you, get away, blah, blah, blah. It's just like, man. That's terrible.
I wouldn't want to be famous, man. That it's crazy. Like, you can't walk down the street.
I would love to be famous. But no.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I think you'd regret it.
I think there are different horrible. Ways to handle it.
But, dude, even the most well-put-together person, like, you know.
So I consider Mark Hamill, like, super fan-friendly, like, always makes the time.
But
super
he's
nice
not a Justin
like
Bieber famous.
No, right. But even watching him and how people are like shoving things in his car to get signed
and
stuff.
God, yeah.
And he's still signing them. He's trying to be as nice as possible. He's like slowly winding the window up.
Yeah.
And then you go on eBay and you look at like, they're just immediately flipping it and selling it. And with a picture of him signing it to prove that like it's his signature.
Great.
It's just like, that's crap. Cause he's trying to do something nice for like fans.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, it's all just people that are just flipping merchandise that he's sold.
Yeah, there was this one dude at the All-Star game last year for baseball.
Yeah.
He was like this adult. He was trying to get this baseball signed. I forget what player it was, but he just shoves this kid out of the way to get... Oh, he got eviscerated online,
yeah.
though, which is awesome because it was all on camera. But like, people were so disgusting.
Yeah.
Like, it was this like little 8-year-old kid or something, or like 10-year-old kid.
Yep.
Like, his favorite player. He's like going up. He waited in line and then just gets... decked by this fucking man.
And now that guy is
and the guy
the
sleeps
forever.
Yeah, like, the guy sleeps at like at night. He's like fine.
Yeah.
Probably not because he got killed online, but like if no one noticed that.
Oh yeah.
It was caught on camera.
And often does that happen?
Right,
constantly.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like, oh. Like people are only feel bad when they get caught. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People only feel bad when they get caught and then they're sorry and then they're like
strive
reflecting.
To do better. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, fuck you, man. Like, you, if you got away with it, you wouldn't care.
Yeah.
You'd sleep soundly at night. It's people are gross. I hate humanity. I hope the Turians wipe us out.
Ooh. Well, I wouldn't mind seeing an alien. Like, if we're going to get wiped out by aliens, I wouldn't mind just being like, oh, aliens. That's cool.
Mass Effect does aliens the best, don't you think?
Yeah.
They're all unique, they're all interesting.
You can kind of see how it fits together.
Yeah, I fit together with them.
Especially Turians. I don't know how many of these... How many do you want to do?
How do you kiss a Turian? They don't have lips.
On the mouth.
Yeah, but they don't have like a mouth. They're like their mouths open sideways.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They don't even have a mouth. They don't have lips.
Maybe they do. Maybe when they...
Like when you kiss Garrus...
Yeah.
In the third one or whatever...
Uh-huh.
It's like, how does that even work?
It's like you're kissing like Groot.
I don't think Turians kiss each other, though.
No.
Because they can't.
They just calibrate each other, and that's
yeah,
it.
There's a lot of calibration going on.
Yeah. So you want to speak to animals. That's what you picked.
Speak to animals, yeah.
Would you rather
uh-huh.
be able to talk to land animals, animals that fly, or animals that live underwater? Like, do you want to be like an Aquaman?
Land animals.
Birdman, land man.
It's either between land or sky animals, but I would choose land because then I could talk to my pets, which is like probably a big one, right?
Yeah.
Especially just like logistically, you could now ask what's wrong with your pet, and that would be so huge.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, hey, my stomach hurts. Like, excellent. Now I know what's wrong. Like, that's the
yeah,
hardest
like,
part.
Save me $2,000.
Right,
me to the
exactly.
Hospital. Yeah.
Or it's like, I'm just hungry.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Or I have to poop. I don't know.
I mean, that'd
be so amazing.
As long as they could comprehend what's going on with them.
Yeah. Or like, hey, my leg hurts. I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, that's a benefit. I get that.
Oh, man. That'd be so clutch. That's the hardest part of being a vet.
Yeah.
Your patient doesn't talk to you and doesn't like sit still
you
and
just,
stuff.
You know, like you're just like the animal whisperer. You could make a living off of that.
You would be the best veterinarian in the world.
So the pets come in, they're like, I hate my owner. They're terrible.
Oh, no.
I think this one's actually made for you.
Okay.
Would you rather have all traffic lights you approach be green or never have to stand in line again?
The traffic light one is dangerous.
Yeah.
Because I would assume it would suddenly turn green if it wasn't otherwise, which means that there could be people in like the intersection.
Let's call it safe. So like it just as you're going, like you never like kind of like you're just driving and like it just turns green. You don't even have to slow down. You just keep going.
Yeah.
You know that all your traffic lights will always be green.
Okay.
So you would never have to like worry about that.
Or no lines. No lines.
No lines.
Yep.
Wow.
Because just because the lights are always green doesn't mean there isn't still traffic.
That's fair.
And that would slow me down. Now, get rid of traffic and the lights are green. I am going 100 million miles per hour everywhere I go.
Yeah.
And I would probably be dead.
Okay.
Probably not, actually, because there's no traffic.
No lines is pretty good. Because you got to think, like, that's like...
Every amusement park becomes a 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
Like, I just go right down to Disney... New Star Wars land.
Yeah.
I do every park, every ride.
Just instant.
Go to Harry Potter World. I'd be able to hit, like, could you imagine how efficient your trip would be?
Yeah.
You'd hit everything in like 3 days.
Yep. Oh, dude, you could do that in a day.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to. I would.
No lines?
I would dedicate a day per park.
That's the way to do it. Yeah.
Yeah. So that would be awesome.
Dude, that sunburn just kills.
The sun?
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah, the sun is the worst.
You know they have sunscreen, right?
Yeah, I know. I didn't do it.
You didn't do any sunscreen in Florida?
I know I did. I just, like, I didn't do enough. Like, because we were on the beach, we were outside. Like, we were just in the sun way more.
You have to reapply often.
Yeah, I just didn't do it enough.
It's a big one.
I will say this last one here. 12, that's not bad. Dozen would you rathers. Would you rather spend the rest of your life with a sailboat as your home or an RV as your home?
RV, 100%. There's some really nice RVs.
Just don't like the water.
No, I just feel like it's more dangerous.
Being on a sailboat?
Yeah, if there's a storm, you could die.
You don't have to be out in the water.
Yeah, but you're on the coast, which means you're subject to storms.
Yeah.
I guess if you're like on the eastern part, you know, not as dangerous in terms of like hurricanes and stuff, but still it's like, I don't know. I will say that, you know, it would be beautiful being out on the water, like seeing a sunrise. That'd be awesome. But
yeah, and I assume you could pick where you want to go. So it could maybe it'd just be like a nice tropical.
But with the RV, on the other hand, you also get to pick where you want to go and could be just as cool. I mean, there's some really amazing RVs as well. So if I get to pick, like, if there's no limit to what I get to pick, like, their
sailboat is a little.
I would not want to drive an RV, though.
Sounds
terrible. I don't know how to sail a boat either.
Maybe it just comes with a driver.
That'd be great. I'd go RV.
Yeah.
Seems better. Because then I could just go to the beach, park my RV, and then I'm at the water, anyways.
Yeah, and then you can go on a sailboat.
Yeah. I don't have to live on a sailboat. I can
just
go on a sailboat.
You could put a sailboat on the top of your RV.
RV is not a bad idea. Like, I don't blame people. Like, it's way easier to take care of.
Yeah, but that's for people that like to like travel and outside
things.
Yeah.
There's some like YouTubers and stuff that's all they do. They like live out of their RV. They there's like this chick who's just in the middle of the desert.
Yep.
She's like, wow.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And then they're just like, oh, every day I have to like move these 20 shelves and suddenly I have a bed, or then I put it all away and I have a living space.
It's an interesting life. I'll give you that.
It takes like an hour just to do that a day. Like, no things.
Well, I don't know. 200 years ago, they had to like farm every day. So
that's fair.
And they literally did nothing else because they need to survive.
I mean, my brother and sister-in-law lived on a boat.
Really?
Yeah, and now they have a massive house.
Wow.
They just kind of they just did a complete like 180 there.
Around the world in 180 days.
Yeah. I mean they're a special type of people. Like they like camping, they like, and it's just like, man, I can't wrap my head around that. Yeah.
That's on me. I can boot up my computer and go to different worlds.
Yeah,
I can wrap my head around that.
I can go to Elden Scrolls.
Elden Town.
Yeah.
Love Elden Town.
I respect the heck out of them for wanting to do it. I just like they went camping last weekend with their my little nephew, and it's just like he's what, like 1.5 now too. I guess like 1.5. But it's just like, man, I can't imagine.
Yeah, me neither. I'm not that adventurous, but no. You know, maybe if like I get really old and like my wife passes away and like a Boy Scout comes up trying to sell,
you, like, strap 1,000 balloons to your house.
Yeah, as a contingency. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll be a little more adventurous then, but like there needs to be a particular set of circumstances.
All I know is it involves my wife dying. And
oh, talk about things that make me cry, man, every time. I think it's the music that really gets me, but
it's not people wailing and crying. And
the first 10 minutes of Up is one of the best things I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
I know that you hate it and are lifeless and are terrible.
I don't think I've ever seen like all of Up.
How did this first 10 minutes not get you?
It might have.
I think you just hate Disney, Pixar.
Well, here's my thing. Like, are you, so even at the end of Up, are you as happy by the end of Up as you were in the beginning with your wife?
No, but that's the point. It's like,
yeah,
you have to let go. You have to move on.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, that's life, though. I mean,
imagine if they just had a happy life and you just watched 2 hours of them just loving each other. Not like loving each other. You know what I mean? Like just being like loving husband and wife.
But that's not the point of the
story. I know it's not the point. I'm just saying like maybe we need a little bit more happiness versus just like tragedy and making the best of it.
Well, I think tragedy and overcoming that is a better story. Yeah, but you didn't, there's no arc when it's just like, okay, happy, happy, we're very happy.
Happy, happy.
Happy, happy, happy.
Sometimes you need happy, happy.
I guess, but there's still, even in happy movies, there's still an arc. There's still a lesson learned. There's still conflict.
Lesson learned. Happiness is better than unhappiness.
Yes, but we don't have a choice sometimes.
We never have a choice.
We have a choice sometimes. But here's the choice. The choice is I can be a bitter old man that is angry at the world for losing the thing I love the most, or I can make the most of the next stage of my life.
I should watch that movie just so I understand the context.
It's pretty simple. It's like
he just goes around.
No, his wife always, they always talked about going to this place and building a house, like the dream home and like some whatever. And then when they're trying to buy his house or something, the construction company, because he lives in like a city now or something. And he's like the only house, so it's like all skyscrapers next to him, and he's like the only house left. And then something happens where
he goes up,
beats the shit out of some guy.
Oh, jeez!
Yeah. So instead of going to jail or getting sued, he goes up. it's pretty dark. Yeah, like the dude runs over his mailbox, which is like one of his sentimental things.
Yeah.
And he goes outside and he's like trying to take it away from him. And then he hits him with his cane.
It's like a Jimmy McGill.
Yeah, bro. It's pretty messed up now that I'm thinking about it.
Okay. We should do top 5 Pixar movies, but I got to rewatch a lot of them.
I have to do Marvel movies still.
Yeah, dude, they're making more. They're coming out with more Marvel movies than you're watching.
Tyler, I can't keep up with it.
What about Guardians 3? Do you care about that at all?
I kind of want to watch it, but at the same time, I kind of don't.
Would you go to the theater?
Yeah, I'd go to the theater.
We should go and watch Guardians 3.
We should probably. I do really like Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
And if there's one that I'm going to go watch where I have zero context to the MCU at this point, it's going
to
be that
one. I can't wait to watch Guardians 3 directed by the new head of DC.
Yeah, right?
Right?
Superman shows up.
It's just super weird. I don't know. Yeah.
Man, is DC going to be good again? Probably not.
Probably not. Fuck. Speaking of not good again, Justice League. I like Justice League.
Okay.
Two things, and then we can end it. But like, why is Hawkgirl and Green Lantern so like nitpicky with each other? Did I miss something? Like, why are they just like at each other's throats all the time?
So want to bang?
Okay, so it's just sexual tension. That's all it is.
100%.
Okay. And then
I think it probably spoiled something there, but whatever.
Oh, really?
Maybe.
Oh, wow.
You don't care.
Oh, wow.
You don't care about it.
So season two?
Are there two seasons to Justice League? Like the original?
I think there's more than that.
It might be season two.
Interesting.
Oh, it's so good. Damn it.
Interesting.
I really hoped you liked it because the end of Justice League, it's like a three-parter, I believe. That's one of my favorite storylines.
Probably I mean, still watch it.
I mean, it's so good because it's like set like it sets it up the whole time.
Yeah,
it's one of those things where it's like it just changes the whole dynamic. It's really cool. And then when Unlimited comes out, because that's like the big turning point. So like the fallout from that, they tackle in Unlimited. It's really cool how they do it.
Hmm.
Oh, it's one of my favorite shows. So good. But
it was just that, and then Superman just. His power is just all over the place, man.
Yeah, you really...
It takes me out, man.
You really hate that?
I hate it. I hate it. It's like he'll get punched, and it'll be like he got hit with like the biggest freight train in the world. And it's like, hey, we need to move this fight along. Suddenly, he's just impervious to anything and just destroys
turns it on.
People. Yeah.
Turns it on. It's like, yeah, man. I mean, Superman's always been just so difficult to write because of that.
Yeah.
Especially, like, if you're doing a Superman standalone, that's a whole different story, right? Where you can cater the fights to him.
Yeah.
But yeah. Dude, when you have Batman running around with Superman, like, it makes it very difficult.
In my stupid mind where it's like, oh, they're like flying, like Hawkgirl and Green Lantern are like flying through space and that's fine because they have the green bubble around them. But then they land on like a foreign planet. Thank goodness that she can breathe, I guess.
Well, you know, she's from another planet.
Is she?
Yeah.
I thought she was from Earth.
No.
Just like ancient.
She's an alien.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I guess that's probably spoilers too, but.
Man.
I think she talks about it openly though.
Yeah. Because
she's always talking about Thanagar. She's like, oh, back on Thanagar, we did blah, blah, blah. And it's
yeah,
like, it's
I
a
don't
different
know why
planet.
I just assumed that was like an ancient city. Because I'm thinking more like Smallville-esque, and maybe I'm
yeah,
the two
I think
together.
Hawkeye, his background is something like that, like an ancient something. I don't know. I know what you're talking
Hawkgirl
about.
Hawkgirl and Hawkman are like always destined to like find each other and fall in love. And
so I believe... and I'm ignorant to this, but I believe in like the comic book, you're probably right. And there is an episode with Hawkeye, and that's kind of the premise of that, but they do like a spin on it. It's pretty interesting. Yeah. You're onto something.
Speaking of kid shows.
Yeah.
Right? Like how brutal is it when the dude gets beat at Warworld and then he takes just steel, bends it into an S, and then brands his chest?
Yeah.
Like, again, it's like, that's kid stuff, man.
Yeah.
Like, holy cow. That is brutal. It's cool. But
no,
yeah,
I love
like,
that show.
It's just like, man, it's like, there are just some things.
There's one of my favorite episodes is they do the Death of Superman arc, but it's different than the comic.
Oh, okay.
But it's like, you know, kind of based on it.
Yeah.
And I can't remember if that's OG Justice League, or if that's Unlimited.
I think it's Unlimited. Because I would have watched that.
That's one of my favorite Batman moments, though, because...
Yeah, he's like, he's not dead. He's fine.
No, but he thinks he's dead at first. So they're having a funeral for Superman.
Yeah, but he doesn't go to the funeral, right? Or like
he doesn't go. He's in the shadows. Yeah, so you see him in the shadows. And then he goes up to the statue at the end, or like the mural or whatever. And... he's like, his speech there is so good. Like, he starts, that makes me tear up every time. He's like, I know we had our differences and like, oh man, that's so good.
Yeah. I think that's unlimited.
Did you get to the Joker episode yet? The Royal Flush Gang?
No. So
that's going to be your favorite episode.
Well, I'm kind of doing it out of order. I don't know if that's allowed or not, but I just want to like end it with just Batman.
So you skipped that one?
Yeah, because you said it was like a good one.
You'll
right?
love that one.
Yeah. So it's like, I just want to end on a...
It's really cool. So the Joker's in Vegas and he hacks live television. So he's broadcasting to the world. Yeah. And it's like the Royal Flush Game, which is really cool because they get the voice actors from the Teen Titans.
Okay.
Are those guys, which is really cool. I don't know if you're a Teen Titans guy, but... And it's just classic Mark Hamill Joker versus Batman. I mean, they're all there, but they have to like defuse these bombs or something. It's so fun.
Joker's
so
just cool.
Like, he like breaks the fourth wall. It's like so awesome. He's like commentating the whole time. There's like a it's so yeah. good.
That's very Arkham Asylum esque.
Yeah.
He does. Yeah.
Yeah. He's like commentating. There's like a timer in the corner. It's like you're watching the broadcast. It's a very neat episode. How they structure it. Yeah.
I mean, I'll have it finished, but...
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Do you finish Peaky?
No, I'm...
So you're giving me all this crap for...
I finished... You told me first two seasons.
Yeah.
That's been done. I'm done with three seasons. Right. So okay. It's all like... Right. I have, what, two more?
Yeah. Season four is The Mob?
I think. I'm excited. It's good. It's a good show. I think it was overhyped to me. Yeah. It's good. There's just something missing. Hmm. It doesn't have the it factor, and I cannot place my finger on it. But like Breaking Bad has the it factor for me.
Okay.
And this is just solid. I mean, the acting's solid. The story's cool. I like everything going on, but like it doesn't blow me away the same as like another top show would, like a 10 out of 10 would. And I don't know what it is. That's just not.
What's the next best show to Breaking Bad for you?
Sopranos.
Oh, okay. All right. That's fair.
Sopranos is like number two on my list, I think.
Yeah.
It's so good. You should watch it.
Someday.
It's a long show.
Well, Chelsea's finishing up Grey's Anatomy.
Talk about a long
series.
We might
be doing True Blood.
Oh, God.
That might be a thing.
If you watch all of True Blood before you watch all of Justice League, I think we can't be friends.
Okay. I won't tell you.
I should send you like some of my favorite episodes just to get your thoughts on it. Like they're early on in Unlimited, there's this one episode where they get turned into kids.
Okay.
Kid Batman is the funniest shit in the world. It's awesome.
Dude, how is he not just depressed and crying all the time?
He like tries to act edgelord, but he's like a kid.
Yeah.
He gets tossed around and Wonder Woman like saves him. He's like, get off me. And he's like, does this like sulking thing, walks away. So good, bro.
Is it the same voice actor? They bring new voice actors in, or is it like...
It's like kid... Okay. Like kid voices. I don't know if they do.
I know if it was like Kevin Conroy, but they just turn up the.
No, I don't think so. No, I think that. But they're all very good. It's hilarious.
That'd be funny.
Just this young Batman. Green Lantern's hilarious because like he's a kid. Mm-hmm. So like the whole episode, he's like, oh man, I'm gonna create a lawnmower. Oh, no, I'm gonna create like a robot. And he's like thinking about everything he can create with his ring. He just starts going crazy with it. You know what I mean? It's like
think outside the box.
Give a kid a power ring, and that's they go crazy. With
I'm gonna
it.
Do a lawnmower.
Yeah, which is like what?
Yeah,
that's funny. Whatever. Great, great show. Love that show.
I mean, it's good.
So. I mean, Batman's the best part of it, easily.
Yeah, but I'm super biased, so I can't.
No, I agree with you that he is, but I like the other characters enough where it doesn't bother me. I guess the Superman thing doesn't bother me either. I don't know why, but I just, you know, I forgive it.
It's just with Batman, you know where you stand.
Yeah.
That's no, all.
Batman's very quantifiable.
Yeah. It's like human.
Where Superman's like just busted.
Superman is weak as heck until he needs to be strong. It's like the Obi-Wan Kenobi thing syndrome, of like, man. Obi-Wan just gets his ass kicked over and over and over until, oh, suddenly you can beat all of these Sith Lords because the story demands it type of thing.
Yeah. He beats Anakin, which I don't even know how that's possible.
It's not possible. Like, it's just like he has to, so he just kind of...
I was reading this thing where they were saying Darth Vader is like half as strong, like getting destroyed just cut his potential in half.
So versus like where Anakin could have been.
Yeah, Anakin could have been at least twice as strong. And they were kind of talking about how the Emperor kind of gets in his head to keep him like not as strong, because he could be stronger than the Emperor if he really wanted to, but he has this like mental limitation placed on himself because of his failure.
Yeah.
And the Emperor's kind of like always in his ear, like, you're a disgrace, you're a fail, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I thought that was cool.
No, I mean, the Darth Bane trilogy kind of does the same thing where it's just like, this guy is, he was already like, think of like just this massive dude.
Yeah.
And he was like beat by his father and all this other stuff, then turns into a Sith Lord. But then he like goes and gets like armor parasite plating or whatever, that literally just like feed off of like the dark side. So every time he gets like hurt, it instantly heals him. Rikes. But it's also like driving him like crazy and like, kill him and stuff. But that's the thing, is he's trying to train this apprentice to kill him. And he keeps saying like, yeah, and eventually you'll challenge me and you'll kill me. And then you'll be the next strong. This is how you keep the Sith strong. He kills everyone.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's this insane, I don't know. Like that was a good story, but it's the same thing where it's like, it's these mind games, because you want them to kind of like challenge you, but deep down everybody wants to still win.
Yeah.
You know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
The Sith are just so much cooler than the Jedi. It's just not even close.
Yeah. In the new Jedi Survivor, you do get to see somebody make a red lightsaber, which was kind of cool.
Yeah.
But they do it so fast. I don't think the payoff works. It's like they're just like monologuing, and then they're like, rah, and they're like screaming at you or whatever, and then you just see like the lightsaber like break apart, and then like the crystal, like it's like a yellow crystal, and then it like turns into red, and he puts it around and it like turns it on, and it's just like red, and I'm like, it's cool.
Yeah, but
I just met you. Like, I don't know your pain. You know, it's like whatever.
Yeah, I don't know your pain.
Anyway,
that's funny.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, sorry, we're just jumping all over the place.
No, it's I like our chill episodes.
We'll get some people on. We'll talk. So we need to talk through top five singers. We'll put some rules around that. We have to do top five sitcoms.
Yep. There's a lot of top fives we want to do.
Yeah, but those are like big ones. Like those are
big ones.
Those are gonna be big discussions.
I know we talked about top five Call of Duty maps.
That's a good one. Yeah, we could do that.
That'll be some nice nostalgia there.
That's gonna be a tough fight, because
COD maps.
Yeah.
Well, it's gonna be difficult. I mean, especially if you have a guest on, right? Everyone has their favorite game.
Yep.
So you're gonna see a list that's like very like yours is gonna be all COD 4, I'd imagine, right? I mean, like a majority of them, right?
I would say the majority is COD 4. There will definitely be Modern Warfare 2 in there. And to be fair, there will be
World of War,
yeah, on there as well.
I see. I never played World at War.
So good.
But mine is going to be a mix of COD 4, Modern Warfare 2, and Black Ops 1, probably, because those are my three favorite. MW3 doesn't really have any maps.
No, it had
particular
the bullcrap like dome.
Come on, come on, man. The maps are just too small. It's very odd. Like they made them really small and tight, and like.
That's how Battlefield was. It was like, we like Metro or whatever. Like the really tiny one. And it's
dude,
just
Metro
like,
sucked.
Yeah, it's garbage. Yeah.
Especially Battlefield's all about big maps. I don't know.
You need to play with Dez, Casey, and I.
And Modern Warfare 2?
Yeah.
Sure.
It was fun. You need to download
it
again.
It just doesn't work.
Or we just do, well, let's just do Sea of Thieves then. We'll play Sea of Thieves.
Do they have Sea of Thieves?
Yeah, I assume they have Game Pass. I mean, I'm assuming at least Casey's very much on the Zelda train.
I'll play COD, but yeah. I don't know. I just have all these bugs and crashes. And just so annoying. I never have a smooth experience with it.
Yeah.
I don't know why that is. It's I update my drivers. I don't know.
That's the downside of PC gaming.
Yeah. It giveth, it taketh away.
It sometimes giveth. It always very, yeah, very yeah. often takes away.
All right. Well, yeah, so top five's coming.
Yep.
We have our pool, Crobat, the boy or girl. I think it can be a girl too. And yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah.
So we'll see you guys. Thanks for joining us. Check us out, couchcompany.games. All our episodes, all our list stuff. No, no, our lists aren't on there.
Yeah.
Are they?
I mean, they're on there. They're not anything fancy. They still go to Notion, but...
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. And then, yeah. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you same time, same place next week. Thanks for joining us on the couch. Peace.